Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let us get to the mix bag. But first, we'll let you guys know, for the fans of Zach Brown, if you guys want to go see him at the Sphere in Las Vegas this December, we got a contest for you. It's easy to enter. All you got to do is log on to the Odyssey app and listen to WQAM for 1 hour, and then you're entered. But you can do it every day. So, like, every day you can get an entry. All you got to do is listen to us on the Odyssey app. You log into the Odyssey app. You listen to us for an hour. Boom, you got another entry. The winner gets round-trip airfare to Vegas, two tickets to see Zach Brown, and a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. It's a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. That's odyssey.com/ZAC. Special thanks to Messina Touring Group. So check that on out. All right, let's get to the mixed bag here today. NFL is hot and heavy right now. We are rolling with a bunch of stuff. And first off, let us hear from the man we like to call Cam Ward. He is a guy who got absolutely no competition.
He's a starter now.
Absolutely no competition in Tennessee. But this is him on thinking that they could be pretty damn good this year, year one.
I always measure it off a win or a loss. Practice is 80 plays a day. That's a whole game. We were mid in practice today offensively. But, you know, it's first day. You get better every day. And, you know, we just got to, you know, try and just repeat, you know, and not stay the same, just try to get better. But we got a talented group of receivers, tight ends as well, and running backs who can, you know, make plays in the check down game and in the run game. So, you know, just the pieces that we have, you know, I think we're one of the top, you know, we're capable of being one of the top offense in the league. Everything is always measured off of win or loss.
That confidence from Cam Ward doesn't go anywhere.
Is it true Cam's backup is Tim Boyle?
Yes. I believe it is, yes. I don't know how he keeps getting gigs. It's crazy.
Hey, I'm telling you, the greatest gig in the National Football League
backup quarterback.
Is backup quarterback. Those are the guys that end up being coaches.
Until you have to.
Until you got to play.
Yeah.
And you'll keep your job with a team as long as you don't have to play.
Steve DeBerg, baby.
Whoa.
What?
Oh, no.
Me?
Don't do this to me again.
What happened to my guy? What's wrong with his toe?
Dade South has broken the news. What and I just checked on TMZ. Hulk Hogan.
Died?
Dead.
Oh, no.
No.
What? Hulk Hogan
are
has died.
Icons? Oh.
You know.
Ozzy and Hulk Hogan?
I'm still not over Ozzy, so that's why.
Damn, it happened in three today. This week. Theo.
It did.
Theo,
yep.
Ozzy, and Hulk.
Hulk Hogan. TMZ reports wrestling legend Hulk Hogan has died at 71 years old. Medics were dispatched to his home in Clearwater, Florida early Thursday morning with operators stating it was related to cardiac arrest.
Oh, man. I just saw him last year.
It's amazing. Ozzy was what, 76?
Yeah.
Yep.
That dude lived a life.
The Prince of Darkness, man. I'm really hurt by this.
I mean, they say even when he did the show, he was on some stuff.
No, he apparently got off his medication, so he wasn't hazy or anything, and he was able to sing and, like, take in all the experience because he knew he was going to – that was, like, his last show, for real, for real.
Crazy. Wow. All right, well, Hulk Hogan.
Wow. I just saw him last year at Flanagan's.
He did an appearance?
Yeah, he was promoting his Real American beer, and he was at the Flanagan's on University in Pine. I'm sorry, University in Sheridan.
Yeah. Javi says Jimmy Hart said he was in very bad health like 2 days ago. I think there was like, was he in a coma recently, or rumors that he was in a coma? Anyway, Hulk Hogan.
Wow.
He is no longer with us. Anyway.
Jeez.
Back to the mixed bag, seamlessly. Jalen Ramsey, he's a Steeler now. And he says that he is looking forward to playing for a storied franchise.
I'm excited. I mean, I'm excited for everything that has to do with this organization. Obviously, this is a storied franchise. I won a Super Bowl, love my time with the LA Rams, but I can't necessarily say that I've played for like a story franchise like this yet. So this is very exciting for me. I'm just embracing all of it, really. I'm excited.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't read too much into that. That's you know, when you think about what are the storied franchise, you would have to say Steelers, Cowboys.
49ers.
Packers.
I think the Dolphins at one time were a storied franchise. I think that story has
70s, 80s.
The story has taken a dark turn over the last 25 years.
Bears are a storied franchise.
Bears.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
They're just an old story.
I mean, it's an old story, but this.
I mean, do you think of the Patriots?
This is what I would say, though. If the Bears are a storied franchise, the Dolphins should be a storied franchise because the Bears have been living off that 85 Super Bowl shuffle. Just like the Dolphins living off that 72.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Storied franchise also include players who you identify with the franchise. Like the Bears haven't won anything since 85.
So Butkus and Sweetness.
But Butkus, Howard, yeah. Sweetness, you know, those
I see what you're saying.
So Zonk, Marino.
After Marino.
The Grease Man.
After Marino's been.
After Marino.
I know, it's been a bad story, but the Bears haven't done anything.
Okay, but then. After the 85 Bears, who do you associate with?
Rex Grossman.
Urlacher.
Cutler.
Urlacher. Yeah, but
Zach
I could
Thomas.
Do that with Zach Thomas, JT.
Yeah.
Hall of Famers.
But Urlacher stayed a
Bear. Urlacher is the only Hall of Famer.
He stayed a Bear.
And the return guy.
I think, you know.
And Devin Hester.
So think about that. So
maybe there's a dusty storied franchise wing of the storied franchises, and that's where the Bears and Dolphins are.
You mean older?
Yeah, older.
Right.
Like an
is Kansas City now a storied franchise?
Then you have to. If you say Kansas City, then you have to say New England.
Well, the only reason why Kansas City had a storied franchise in the 70s with what's that guy?
Hank Stram.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like you have to have some ancient history because that's
what I'm saying. You have to be like the team.
Then if that's the case, the Dolphins, Raiders.
The Raiders are a storied franchise.
Yeah. The Raiders?
Like, the Heat are an elite franchise in basketball, but I wouldn't kid it.
They haven't been around long enough.
It's a storied franchise because they're not old enough.
Miami Dolphins are a storied franchise.
Okay.
If we're counting the Bears,
franchises, they are a storied franchise.
Not according to Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, I'm going
to
tell you, that's him just taking a shot. You know what? Also, being identifiable. Like, you see the Dolphins' teal uniform, you know that's a Dolphin. Like,
best uniform.
Right. So... the same way with the Bears, same thing with the Raiders, the silver and black, like it's identifiable.
The silver, like ooh, the Raiders.
You know, the Commanders was a storied franchise.
Are the Giants a storied franchise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
you got legends, LT. You got Parcells. You have
who's not a storied franchise then?
The Philadelphia
Jaguars,
the Eagles.
We come up with 10 storied franchises. I feel like that club is too is not.
You don't say. You don't
enough.
Think the Eagles
Jets
are
not a storied franchise. The Bills aren't a storied franchise. The Vikings are in a storied franchise. What the Bills do? Other than lose four in a row, what they do?
They haven't won.
They did the same thing.
Storied franchise.
The Vikings did the same thing, four in a row.
Oh, they in new story franchise. No.
I think I don't know. I think maybe we were
how about the Colts?
No.
Cause you go
which
back
one?
To
Baltimore?
Bobby United.
Yeah, which
I just
one?
The Colts.
Johnny? That's Baltimore. Ravens kind of.
Are the Raiders a storied franchise?
Raiders? Not the Ravens, Raiders.
The
are.
Raiders.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Silver and black, bro. You can't. That's
identified. They've had a lot. I know, but they've been more known as a joke.
Yeah,
lately.
But still,
so
no matter where you go, the silver and black.
Yeah, but that feels like you're just making the storied franchises now old franchises.
The Cowboys are a storied franchise.
I feel like storied franchise has to be like good and kind of kept because the Steelers, I would say, the Steelers are the most relevant good, but were also good back then and have wins in this era too.
Right.
Right, but
well, and if that's the case, then Green Bay don't count. Because I remember when I first got into the league, somebody for punishment say I'm gonna trade your ass to Green Bay.
Yeah, but you got a story because of Lombardi. Lombardi.
Yeah, it started, the trophy's yeah, named after him.
So you automatically
because like I feel like on the Raiders count, like then the are the Lions a storied franchise?
No,
no.
They're just old losers.
They got a lot of Hall of Famers, though.
I understand.
But they haven't won nothing. You have to win as well. Like, you have to have a title in your franchise to be a storied franchise. Actually, win multiple titles.
Is anybody in the NFC South a storied franchise?
No.
What, between Saints?
Falcons, Saints, Bucks, Panthers?
No, Falcons fans don't. Come on, no. Mm-mm.
No.
Cardinals?
No.
Cardinals? Are the Cardinals a storied franchise?
No.
I don't think so.
No, they've been to St. Louis and Arizona.
No.
Mm-mm.
You looking? He's looking.
I'm trying to, because I feel like we have more storied franchises than non-storied franchises.
Don't. I think we have 10
Broncos. Are the Broncos a storied franchise?
I don't think so. No.
They're not a storied franchise?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
We have, Elway?
That's it.
Okay. And? Elway and Shea Shea. Name you.
I feel like that's
else.
A big deal.
What are you going to say? Rulon Jones? Carl Mecklenburg? Tommy Jackson? Is what you going to tell me? Dennis,
but then
you're saying,
but then to go back to your Chiefs. So like, when do the Chiefs become a storied franchise? Do we have to wait?
The Chiefs have won the championship before.
They've won.
Patrick Mahomes.
They become.
They have been winners. Like if you look at the records of the Kansas City Chiefs, they won 12, 13 games every year, even when I was playing.
Okay, so let me just get this straight. I'm gonna go by division. And you're going to tell me story or not story because I want to get a total count, and then we have to decide if we have to whittle this down.
Okay.
Okay.
Bills, no.
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 Dolphins.
No. Yes.
Okay. Patriots.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to say yes. You can't
Jets.
Win. No.
No.
All right, then we'll go to the North. Bengals.
No.
Browns.
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, because they've been a disaster.
Just because of Jim Brown?
No, because of them being so bad. They're a storied franchise.
They're a,
really?
That gets you to be a storied franchise?
That doesn't make any sense.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to let this Jets fan sit here and trash.
No.
Wait, he said they storied because they've been so bad?
No. He's got a good point.
What the hell? What the hell have your team been?
That was just a cheap point right there. That was just
a
cheap point.
Give him a point.
I would say storied. Well, because keep in mind.
For
here. Vlad. If you're going to do that and say no, but Jim Brown, they won championships back then.
All right, fine. I'll count the Browns.
Don't count them.
Okay.
No, we're not counting them. No, you know what? I'm not counting them for the simple fact. This is a new Browns organization.
Okay, Steelers, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, Ravens? Yes.
No. No. Ravens are not a
story. The newer franchise.
No. They haven't even – they won
– 30 years.
They won two, right?
They've won two.
Two in 30 years?
Still not story.
And they – wait. So Vlad.
Mm-mm.
From the time
they kind of remind me of the Heat. They're like the Heat.
From the time they've Mm-mm. gotten into
Mm-mm.
the league,
Mm-mm.
right?
Mm-mm.
They have been more storied than Pittsburgh.
That's great.
Well, that's why I compare them to the Heat. Like the Heat are only 37 years old now, and the Ravens are 30. So like but they have the most. So I consider the Heat an elite franchise. The Heat a storied franchise?
Elite franchise. Ravens. Yes, that's a great term, but they're not story.
You okay. So how many years before we can?
I feel like you need 50.
I think you need 50.
Okay, all right. If that's the rules, then.
All right, Titans, no.
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 Colts.
No. The nickname is great, but with Baltimore, that was something. Indy, what? Because of Peyton?
But it's still the same franchise.
No, it's different then.
All right, so you're going to say no.
No,
right,
so Jags, Texans out.
No.
Yeah.
You guys are saying no to the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm saying no to the Broncos, bro.
Leroy?
I'm saying they're not story. They might be an elite franchise.
I'm
going to
say
story.
No. Yeah, okay. I agree with that.
Chiefs, Raiders, you say yes.
Yes.
Chiefs, Raiders, yes.
Because we got five. Yes. Chargers.
Hell no.
No, even though I remember as a kid watching one of the greatest playoff games ever with
Miami
Kellen Winslow
versus,
Senior.
Yeah, that was great.
I've never had more fun in July Sports Talk, by the way.
Yeah.
I love this.
I love this. I think you've seen a man getting excited by this.
He loves
show.
It.
I love it.
He loves it.
Okay. Cowboys.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Giants.
Yes.
Yes.
Eagles.
So they haven't won a Super Bowl.
Elite franchise.
Elite, but not
elite, not storied.
Yeah,
not
because storied. They've only won Super Bowls recently.
They've won two.
Yeah, recently.
Right.
Commanders / Redskins.
Yes. If you had the second part.
When you associate, them with one of the best.
They got some real bad years, though, in these but, in these.
But they had
got the Joe Gibbs year, man.
The Joe Gibbs years.
And they got nicknames.
Yep.
Yeah. They, you know, you have to have nicknames, too, like, you know.
I don't know, though. It's so, like, here's the thing. This is why storied elite gets messed up. The Eagles are old. But don't like they're isn't their success comparable with the Commanders? We're just going old Commander success. Like I feel like the Commanders are in, the Eagles got to be in.
Do you want to know what AI overview thinks?
No, I want to finish our list first, and then we will get that answer. I don't need AI's help. We have too much help.
Eagles,
with AI.
Eagles elite. If we're combining Commanders,
seems silly to put Washington in.
Because I don't want to put the whole. Then you know what we're gonna.
I know. I think
the whole NFC East is storied franchise.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that the story franchise division?
I think it might be. Well,
because they're like they're OGs. They're OGs. We're confusing OG with storied.
Yeah.
Right?
No disrespect to the Eagles, but
no disrespect.
I don't think they're storied.
Okay.
I don't think they're storied.
I
think the Giants.
But you're putting Commanders in.
Here's what I would say.
Putting
that, when you talk about their franchise,
when I talk about the
franchise, I can go back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s and talk about their history.
And Joy's right. Remember, Doug Williams was the first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl, and that was with the Washington
storied
Native Americans at that time. So, therefore, yeah, that's storied. Going with the Commanders slash.
Are you putting Commanders in, Leroy?
Yeah. I am, because when you go back to like Riggins and who's the wide receiver?
Art Monk, Gary Clark.
Yeah, like you, Green.
Ricky Sanders. Like,
we're up to eight storied franchises.
And then, and then they have a nickname that is classic. The Hawks.
The Hawks. Bears?
Yes.
If it's not Bears?
You can't talk about the NFL without mentioning Bears.
George Hollis, baby.
That's nine. Lions, no.
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 Vikings?
No.
Never won a Super Bowl.
No, never won a Super Bowl.
Packers?
Yes.
Yes.
That's 10.
The NFC South, no.
Nobody in the South?
Nobody in the South. Both South divisions, no.
And the West, we got Rams,
Niners.
Cardinals, Niners. Seahawks, Niners.
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 That's it. We only have 11. We have only
a third of the league almost.
So that's not that much.
I mean, when you talk about storied franchises, you talk about longevity and you talk about.
But I felt like we just made them like, I feel like there has to be story. The only old franchises that we kept out are the Vikings and Lions, basically.
Yeah.
Everybody else is like, oh yeah, and the Eagles are out. Like, I don't know if I like these rules.
So when they promote games, right? Some of these teams, that's all they talk about, right? Is that the fact that these teams have been around for so long and the success that they've had in the past?
I don't know if the Dolphins.
If I had to drop,
perfect season
here. Yeah, damn, dude, look how far back you got. They've been to one Super Bowl since.
Who? Dolphins?
That's not storied.
Who? Dolphins?
They may be the flimsiest one in this club.
No, they're not.
They may be, but they may be.
Hello, back to back Super Bowls.
All right, we got
the most winning. The
were
most
you
winning,
wait?
Most Flay, winning coach.
Were you even alive?
Hootie was.
I wasn't even a gleam in my daddy's eye. But guess what? That's what being a legacy. That's what being a storied franchise is. It's legacy.
All right, we'll take a break. J-Fig will give us the AI answer on who is considered the storied franchise.
You really like this?
I love this. Yes, but I think we're being a little too generous. I think some people are gonna be picked out.
No,
I think they do. I feel like storied franchises. I feel like needs to be single digits. I think I think some people got to get bounced from the club, lad.
All right, we'll see. We'll
take
see
a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.